Sun on the roof and a pipeline bright. Homeowners ready to sign tonight. Solar installer, bro.com. Power the future, power your own.
This is the Solar Installer Growth Podcast, short practical audio for solar installers who want more calls and more booked work. I'm Steve Meitler, the editor. Today's episode, how to use a real deadline without sounding like the guy who knocked on their door. Incentives expire and utility rules change. How a local solar installer builds urgency that survives a homeowner checking, and why the fake kind costs sales. Every autumn, the same thing happens. A program year is ending somewhere. A utility has published a change with an effective date, and the door crews come out with a version of it that is 40% accurate and 100% urgent. By November, every homeowner in your county has heard that solar is about to get worse from three different people in three contradictory ways. Then you call with an actual, verifiable, dated fact, and they treat you like the fourth guy. That is the environment. Worth being precise about, because urgency is genuinely useful in a category where the default homeowner behavior is to think about it for a year. Why the fabricated version stopped working. It worked for a while. A commission setter at the door, saying the credit ends this month, closed deals because most homeowners had no fast way to check. Two things changed. Homeowners now check on a phone in 90 seconds, often by asking an assistant that will explain what the program actually says. And the volume of contradictory claims got high enough that people stopped processing any of them. So urgency in solar has inverted. Saying this ends soon now makes you less credible. Saying here is exactly what changes, here's the page where the utility says it, and here is what my permitting queue looks like right now makes you more credible than any competitor still doing it the old way. The four-part structure that survives verification. When a real deadline applies, present it in this order. Every element does specific work. 1. Name the program or rule precisely. Not the tax credit or the incentive. The actual name of the program and the body that administers it. Precision reads as competence, and it is the first thing that separates you from the door pitch. 2. State the exact change and the exact date. What is different after that date and when? If you are not certain, say you are not certain, and go find out before the conversation continues. A wrong date in a solar proposal is not a small error. A homeowner who signs on it and discovers the truth at tax time will tell the neighborhood and in a county-sized market that is expensive for years. 3. Link the primary source. Put the agency's or the utility's own page in the proposal, in the email, and on the website. This is the move. Nobody who is bluffing sends you to the source. Handing over the ability to verify is the single strongest trust signal available, and most homeowners do not even click it. The offer is the point. 4. Give them your own timeline so they can do their own math. This is the part almost nobody does, and it is where the urgency actually comes from. Design takes about a week. Permitting in this county is running 4 to 6 weeks right now. The utility is taking 8 to 10 weeks for interconnection. So if that date matters to you, working backwards, a decision after roughly the middle of next month is tight. You have not pressured anyone. You have handed them the arithmetic and let the calendar do the work. And you have said something specific about your own operation that a sales organization reading from a script cannot say. What to put on the website? Write one page, factual, updated when it changes. State what the current programs and rules are in your state, with dates, with links to the administering bodies. State your current permitting and interconnection timelines by county. Date the page and say when it was last checked. Two benefits. Homeowners who were told something confusing at the door will search for clarification and land on you in a frame of mind where they want to trust somebody. And AI assistants asked about program deadlines in your state will find a clear, sourced, dated page from a local installer, which is exactly the kind of thing they quote. That is covered in the AI search guide. What does not go on that page? A countdown timer, a fabricated end date, or the phrase, before it is too late. Homeowners have been trained to spot those, and they will discount everything else on the site. The follow-up angle. The deadline is at its most useful in a follow-up sequence, not in a first pitch. A homeowner who received a proposal in July and went quiet in August is the right person to send a short, factual note to in September. With the date, the source, and their own working backwards math from your current queue. That message revives more stalled solar deals than any discount because it is not asking them to want it more. It is telling them a fact about the calendar. The follow-up guide has where it fits in the 12-touch sequence, when no deadline applies. Then sell on something else. And there is plenty. Utility rates in most of the country have risen year over year for a long time, and your customers' bills show it. Outage frequency is a real fact people have lived. Your own crew's schedule genuinely fills up in spring. And saying, our May is booked, we are quoting June, is honest urgency about your own business. The temptation in a slow month is to reach for the deadline that is not there. Do not. Look at the benchmark report. The median solar company on Google has 18 reviews and 17% have none. There's far more revenue available in being the one local installer a homeowner can actually find and verify than in one more manufactured close. Follow-up sequences, proposal pages, and the content that makes a local installer findable are all inside the free 14-day trial. Text or call 385-832-6175. That's the episode. The written version of this guide, with every number and a checklist you can print, is on the site, solarinstallergrowth.com. Everything we cover there is offered as a free 14-day trial for solar installers. No card, no contract, nothing to cancel. Text or call 385-832-6175 to start, or use the form on the site. Thanks for listening.